With the elections being held in Iran today, the polls have been kept open longer than had been scheduled. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been locked in a neck-and-neck race with former Prime Minister Mir Hossein Mousavi, and in recent days, the campaign has grown increasingly heated. Joining me now from Tehran is CNN's chief international correspondent, Christian Amanpour. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Leonard. Good to be with you.
Now, the polls were set to close already. Hasn't voting already been extended twice?
It has. In fact, the next round of extension should come to an end in about 5 minutes now. They have been extended a further, or they had been extended 3 hours from the original 10 hours of voting. And really, there has been an unprecedented turnout at the polls today. And election officials, or certainly analysts and observers, have basically predicted that a very, very high turnout would favor the challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi, who is a former prime minister and running now as a reformist, against the fundamentalist populist president, Ahmadinejad.
Do you expect a close result to be contested immediately?
You know, it's hard to tell. We haven't seen presidential votes contested here before. I've covered several over the last 10 and more years. We haven't seen them contested. What people are predicting, having seen the massive turnout today, is an overwhelming vote for the challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi, against President Ahmadinejad. However, given that this is Iran and it's very unpredictable because of the lack of official polling or expert polling, it's very unpredictable to know what exactly is going to happen. But if the informal exit polling that we've all been doing as journalists in many of the polling booths that we visited today, if that's anything to go by, then certainly Mr. Mousavi has been getting a much higher percentage of the vote than the president, Ahmadinejad.
Well, he has to get 50% of the vote plus one to win.
That's right. 50%
and his supporters have expressed concern about fraud.
Well, there are always these concerns here in Iran, and let me give you an example. There were rumors swirling all week and certainly for the last few days that the official pens at the election booths, at the ballot boxes that would be used to mark the ballot papers, would be filled with vanishing ink. And that rumor swelled to such heights that election authorities last night were compelled to broadcast over state radio and television that people who wanted to be absolutely 100% sure should bring their own pens. And everybody brought their own pens, as far as we could see today, whether they were Ahmadinejad voters or Mousavi voters. Yes, there has been, and there was even last round when there was the first reformist president, Mohammad Khatami, there were fears of cheating. But some are saying that with such a huge turnout, it would be very hard to really change the vote very dramatically. Again, it's hard to know from our vantage point. All we can tell you is anecdotally what we're hearing from all over the country in the provinces and towns and what we've seen and witnessed at the several polling booths that we've been to today.
Well, you talked about hearing from all over the country because you're in Tehran, where we would assume Mousavi would be getting more support. But Ahmadinejad's supporters tend to be more rural, don't they?
They do, but they also tend to be more sort of fundamentalist, more religious and traditional and poorer. And there are quite a lot of those in Tehran, particularly in the south, real south part of Tehran, which was usually his bastion of support. And we went down there. I mean, he did exceptionally well, for instance, in the last election 4 years ago when he won. He did very well in Tehran. When we went down to that part of Tehran, we found that, yes, there were Ahmadinejad voters, but there were also many more than we expected people voting for Mousavi. So, again, this is difficult. All we know is for sure is that what people are telling us is don't think that we like any of these candidates, any of the challengers. What we're doing is coming out to cast a protest vote and a no vote against President Ahmadinejad.
And why is that? He was until recently assumed to be coasting to another victory. Is it because of problems that have developed in recent months?
No, they say it's problems that have developed over the last 4 years. Let me tell you why he was considered to be coasting to a victory. First of all, he's the incumbent. And so far, no incumbent in Iran's 10 elections since the revolution 30 years ago has ever lost a second term. So he was considered the front runner. They have the full weight of the state behind them as incumbent, the resources, the state media, all of that. In addition, people were really quite apathetic. They just didn't want to come out and vote, even after the challengers had been vetted and permitted to run by the religious vetting authority. It was really only after the unprecedented series of television debates that started last week that people suddenly saw that there could be a race, and they suddenly saw Mr. Ahmadinejad perform in a way that they really didn't like. So they decided to really come out and support his main challenger. Now, why do they not like him? Many of those who tell us they don't like him say that he's failed in his promises of economic reform. He's a highly populist politician. He went all over the country promising favors and cash and, to quote, put the oil wealth of the country on the people's dining table. And while he's done that for his base, he has not done that for the majority of the country. And with triple oil revenues over the last 4 years, growth has been stagnant, and people are feeling it in their pocketbook in a big, big way. And they really don't like the ridicule and contempt that he's brought this country, Iran, and the isolation with his Holocaust denials, his belligerence, his insistence on the nuclear program, his rigidness, and his bellicose posturing. They don't like that. Iranians are very proud, they say, and they want their country to have prestige in the world.
He's gone so far as to compare his rival's tactics to those used by Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, which is kind of odd for a man who is a Holocaust denier to say. But does that sort of thing seem crazy as loose cannon to people in Iran as it does to people outside of Iran?
You know, I think people realize that he's very shrewd, but they do resent this kind of behavior, this kind of talk. What many people, and in fact it was extraordinary, because it's the kind of debate that you never hear in Iran. During the presidential debate, one of his challengers said, oh, of course, I'm going to say this, and then you're going to accuse me of being an Israeli or a Zionist, and you're going to ridicule me like that. It's unheard of for people in Iran to talk like that about mentioning Israel or the like in that capacity. So these subjects are now coming out into the open and being openly ridiculed on statewide broadcast. It's very significant that. And then even in his final address to the nation, where he was given 20 extra free minutes to talk to the nation on the eve of the elections, he again brought up a whole list of charts and things that he wants to prove that supported his economic policies. And he actually said, look, my rival shows me these figures, and these figures have been bought by Zionist conspirators. Well, that kind of language is now being ridiculed by the majority of people here in Iran. Now that it's public and being aired on the national airwaves, people really don't like it.
Much of the real power in Iran is wielded by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other clerics. So how significant is this election for real policy anyway? Is this really just a kind of a showpiece for Iranians who want to claim that they have a democracy?
Well, Leonard, it's very interesting, because if you look at Iran and compare it to the countries around this region, the Arab and Islamic countries, the authoritarian countries, some of the dictatorships or monarchies, there isn't the kind of vibrant competitive electioneering in their countries as there is in Iran. Now, it is not a full democracy by any stretch of the imagination, because officials who run have to be vetted by this religious, what they call the Guardian Council. However, once those candidates are elected and selected, it does become very, very hard-fought and very competitive. And that's what we've seen, particularly with the outpouring of people in the streets. I mean, huge crowds for Mousavi, crowds unlike anybody seen since the revolution. And so this is something that actually is quite significant, because the people are coming out. On the other hand, it is true that the authorities here, the supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, and all the authorities want a high turnout, because they want the system legitimized by the fact that people turn out and vote. In terms of policy, will it make a difference? It will make a difference, because the president can set the tone. If you notice, the 8 years of Iranian policies during the presidency of the first reformist, Mohammad Khatami, it was night and day compared with the 4 years of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. There was much more relaxed atmosphere inside Iran and a much better relationship between Iran and the rest of the world. And remember, even at that time, Iran cooperated with the United States after 9/11 in terms of defeating the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So this was a very real change. Under President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, it has been exactly the opposite. More repression of the basic freedoms that even existed here, repression of women, repression of journalists, repression of young people. In addition, really belligerent posturing, certainly on the nuclear program and on other such matters, and huge isolation now from the international community. So that's why it makes a difference. In terms of real power and decision-making, especially on foreign policy, it is the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, who will take those decisions.
Mr. Mousavi has been campaigning with his wife, which sends out a strong signal. But one more question. Has there been an Obama effect in this election?
I would say yes. And the reason I would say that is because people have been using the word change. Those who are voting for Mousavi have been using the word change when we ask them why they were voting today. One candidate did use that word change. One of the reformists, the only cleric in the race, Mahdi Karoubi, used the word change in his election campaign. But perhaps more than that, what people see is a new American president gives them a chance to have more rapprochement with the United States. As you know, much of the world had very antagonistic relations with the United States during the presidency of George Bush, particularly the Islamic world. Now that they've seen President Obama speak to the Islamic world, speak specifically to Iran, talk about wanting a new relationship and a new page turn, that has made an impact here amongst the people.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, Christiane Amanpour. Ms. Amanpour is speaking to us from, has spoken to us from Tehran. She is CNN's chief international correspondent. And I look forward to speaking to you a little later when we figure out what really happened.
Thank you, Leonard. I'd be delighted to.